there's, you know, an increasing amount of science indicating that natural gas has a big impact on climate.
That's Peter Hart, staff attorney for Wilderness Workshop, a local public lands watchdog group.
And BLM simply hadn't done an adequate job analyzing and disclosing those potential impacts in this resource management plan.
The Resource Management Plan, or RMP, in question was approved in 2015, but Wilderness Workshop and four other conservation groups won a lawsuit in federal district court this month, which means BLM must take another look at climate change impacts of new fossil fuel development in the Colorado River Field Office. Hart says the field office is right in the middle of the Piceance Basin.
It's an area that's already got more than 10,000 oil and gas wells. In the challenged plan, they did a reasonably foreseeable development scenario, which anticipated more than 4,000 new oil and gas wells in the next 20 years. So that's a lot of oil and gas development in a basin that's already got a lot of activity.
The district court ruling only has to do with the oil and gas portion of the 2015 RMP. David Boyd, public affairs specialist for the BLM in Northwest Colorado, told KDNK that the agency will not have to redo the entire plan.
We did something similar with the Rhone Plateau. There was a settlement, and we needed to look at some additional aspects from the original Rhone Plateau plan, so we did a supplemental environmental impact statement. So something similar is what we're looking at here.
The settlement is not just about BLM's lack of climate change analysis. Boyd says the agency did not take into account what would happen if those lands were not leased. This lawsuit was filed in May 2018. The first decision came down that October.
The decision basically said there are a couple issues that very clearly don't comply with the law, and now you guys need to go back and confer about an appropriate remedy.
This month's ruling announced the settlement between the BLM and the plaintiffs based on the October decision. Hart says there are other lawsuits pending on leases sold in December 2016 and 2017, but since October, the BLM has not issued new leases in the Colorado River Valley Field Office. When asked why BLM is not analyzing for climate change impacts, Boyd said he didn't know.
With an environmental impact statement, you're looking at trying to look at and disclose as many of the impacts as you can. With a leasing document, we're not actually approving development, so a lot of that is speculative.
Peter Hart and the other conservation groups hope this settlement will change the way BLM analyzes oil and gas drilling from the leasing process through development. The Colorado River Field Office has agreed not to issue any new gas leases until the new analysis is finished. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.